Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. I call to order the fifth informal session of the Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission at its 10th session. This morning we will take up agenda item 5, Science, Technology and Innovation for Enterprise Development. This morning's panel will focus on policy experiences regarding the development of technological and innovative capabilities in developing countries, such as measures to address financial constraints, promote networks and clusters, or leverage the opportunities created by the emerging digital economy in order to promote the emergence of more technological capable and innovative enterprises and ultimately raise productivity across all sectors of the economy. Entrepreneurship and innovation are closely linked. The economies of developing countries will not benefit meaningfully from technology and innovation without strong, dynamic enterprises. Enterprises are the place where most innovation occurs and key actors of structural transformation. The other side of the coin is that in order to survive and prosper in an ever more challenging global economy, the enterprises of developing countries need to become more adept at absorbing and adapting technology and develop their own innovations in response to the needs of our populations. UNDAT research has explored practical ways in which development policy can address these challenges and strengthen innovation capabilities in enterprises developing countries. Many countries are also benefiting from its technical cooperation in this area. I trust that this analysis and practical experiences will inform our debate this morning. In order to facilitate the discussion of this item, the Secretariat has prepared a background document on the topic, which is available in the room. We are honored to have with us the following distinguished speakers who will be sharing with us their perspectives and views. The first one is Mr. Haritseke Berry, Project Manager and Co-Founder, Icolabs Ethiopia. The second one is Anders Johnson, Chief Innovative Policies Development Section, UN Economic Commission for Europe. Third one is Michelle Y. Lacave, Technopolis Group, France. The fourth one is Fatoumata Ba, Chief Executive Officer of Janko, Cote d'Ivoire. The fifth one is Charles Muhindu, Chief Executive Officer, Mumbai, Uganda. He will come in by audio presentation. I greet all of you and express our appreciation for your presence and contributions to our deliberations. Before I invite the panel members to share with us their perspectives, I'm pleased to invite Mr. Angel Gonzalez Sanz, Chief of Science and Science Technology and ICT branch of the Division on Technology and Logistics, to make some introductory remarks. Mr. Gonzalez, please have the floor.